Unit 9, page 46. Listen to the radio program. You're tuned to WKYN, Kentucky's favorite radio station. And welcome to today's survival program. We're talking to our survival expert, Vince Sunset. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning to our listeners. Last week, we talked about surviving a natural disaster. You learned the basic survival tips. S is for size up the situation. U is for use all your senses. R is for remember where you are. V is for vanquish fear and panic. I is for improvise. V is for value living. A is for act like the natives. And L is for live by your wits. But for now, learn basic skills. We spoke about planning for survival. We've learned that whatever you do and wherever you go, you should always be prepared for emergencies. For example, when you travel on an airplane, pay attention to the safety instructions and be aware of where the emergency exits are. When you travel in a hot climate, always carry plenty of water. And if you are going to be in very cold areas, make sure to take some extra warm clothes. These are just some examples of planning for emergencies that will help you survive in extreme conditions.
These seem like obvious measures. You should always have the necessary equipment and knowledge before you travel. What are you going to talk about today?
Today, I'm going to talk about another aspect of survival. I am going to bring up the mental side of survival. From survival stories, we know that many people who found themselves in life-threatening situations survived without having survival equipment, while others who were more prepared died. Why did this happen? Well, the key to survival is your attitude, how you think in life-threatening situations.
I'm not sure I understand. Can you explain?
Of course. The most important element for survival is the will to survive. Having survival skills is important, but having the will to live is crucial. In extreme conditions, people are under tremendous stress. This stress can cause even a well-prepared adult to become confused and weak. If you are aware of this danger, you will recognize it for what it is and have a better chance of surviving. Not all stress is bad. We require some stress to alert us when we are in danger. But under stress, we have difficulty making decisions. We suffer from low energy levels. We have a tendency to make mistakes. We are more careless and often have trouble getting along with other people.
It seems that if you are in a life-threatening situation with other people, it's important to be able to cooperate.
Yes, that's true. Stress can help you function well in a survival situation. It can also cause you to panic and forget all your training. The person who survives is the one who has learned how to deal with stress long before he finds himself in the survival situation. Then, as stress builds up, the survivor recognizes what is happening to him, and he doesn't panic so easily.
How do you prepare for dealing with stress? It seems like an important skill to have in day-to-day life.
Yes, I agree. There are several reactions that humans have when they are under stress. I'll mention a few. The first is the most common. And who hasn't felt this at one time or another? I'm talking about fear. We are afraid when faced with danger. This fear can paralyze you or cause you to be more careful.
That's scary.
Yes, it is. In a dangerous situation, being paralyzed with fear, not being able to act, is the worst thing that can happen to you. You have to be able to take steps towards your survival. You can train yourself to face your fears in your everyday life.
so it's important to learn how to overcome fear. What other reactions do we have as a result of stress?
The second reaction is frustration. Frustration is the feeling you get when you keep trying to do something and don't succeed. In a life-threatening situation, many things can go wrong as you try to get to safety. Too much frustration can cause you to want to quit. Remember, quitting might mean losing your life. So it's important to learn to deal with frustration. This is also something you can practice in your everyday life.
I think that learning to deal with frustration in everyday situations is very important.
I agree. It's an important life skill. Other reactions to stress are depression, loneliness, boredom, and guilt. How you deal with these reactions can make the difference between life and death.
Our time is running out, so let's sum up what we've talked about today. Your attitude is the most important factor in surviving a life-threatening situation. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. And this is something you can work on in your daily life. Learn to recognize the signs of stress and to cope with your fears and frustrations.
Thanks for being with us today, Vince. Next week, we'll talk about survival in freezing environments.